Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Will Warner Brothers Discovery's company split impact DC Comics? Matt Hollingsworth calls for Mark Millar boycott. Dark Horse announces Avatar box set. This is Comic Book Club News for June 11, 2025. Monday morning, a bomb dropped on the entertainment industry with the news that Warner Brothers Discovery will split into two companies, one for streaming and studios, the other for global networks. But per the purview of this podcast, how will that impact DC Comics? The answer is that it won't. Or at least, not yet. Back in 2023, Jim Lee was promoted to president of DC Comics. And while there have been some shakeups in the management team above him, the line has always led up to WBD CEO David Zaslav. Since Zaslav is now directly in charge of the streaming and studios division, which DC Comics is under, there shouldn't be any changes for the comics company. And at least on the studio side, DC remains a priority, with James Gunn's 10-year plan kicking off officially in a month with the release of Superman. Given the particularly close coordination between the comics and film TV divisions of the past year or so, it's fair to assume that when it comes to comics, it's business as usual. At least, until it isn't. One person who is definitely not a fan of Mark Millar, colorist Matt Hollingsworth, who is calling for a boycott on Chrononauts, a Dark Horse book written by Millar that Hollingsworth colored. Per the Beat, after Dark Horse announced a new library edition of the series tagging Hollingsworth, he posted on Blue Sky, quote, "No thanks, don't buy this. I receive no money. I don't want to be associated with this comic, and I won't receive money if you buy it, so please boycott." When prompted to explain what happened, it turns out this has nothing to do with Millar aligning himself with Comicsgate trolls so much as he just generally sucks. Hollingsworth wrote that Millar refused to pay him royalties, which he notes that he gets from almost every other project, so artist Sean Murphy, quote, "stepped up and paid me extra out of his money to make up for the lack of royalties, and being loyal to Sean, I colored it." Finished Hollingsworth, quote, "I will never work with Millar again." In some better news for Dark Horse that hopefully won't get boycotted, the publisher has announced a brand new box set for Avatar: The Last Airbender. Titled Fire and Family Treasury Box Set, it'll bring together 3 graphic novels: Azula in the Spirit Temple, The Bounty Hunter and the Tea Brewer, and Ashes of the Academy. All 3 books are written by Faith Erin Hicks, with art by Peter Wortman, will come packaged in a new slipcase and include a new fold-out poster. The box set will weirdly cost $38.97, and it hits comic book stores on the less weird September 17. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And just to be clear, the boycott is for Chrononauts, not Cronuts. So eat those croissant donuts to your heart's content. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Are you ready for more growth and control over your future? The Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model might be right for you. There are many paths to independence, and Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move with confidence, from defining your vision to successfully transitioning your clients. Schwab helps you build your roadmap to independence. To find your path, start with Schwab Advisor Services at advisorservices.schwab.com/path today.